Welcome to Weird Weekly News, a weekly news show brought to you by the Boy Love News Channel and ATN, our very best sponsors. We appreciate you joining us. Today is August the 1st, 2016. Many news stories to cover, and the first that we want to mention out comes to us from Scotland. More than 500 children have been identified as potential victims of online sexual abuse during a major investigation by the police in Scotland. The force said 30 million indecent images were seized and 77 people have been charged during Operation Latus. The charge includes rape, sharing indecent images of children, and grooming for sexual purposes. Of the 523 potential victims, some as young as three, 122 have been referred to Child Protection Services. The operation, which involved 134 separate investigations, was carried out between June the 6th and July the 15th. Police said child victims had been found after the homes of 83 suspects were searched and 447 computers and other devices were seized during the five-week operation. Horrific acts were found. Almost 400 charges have been brought so far, including rape, sharing indecent images of children, grooming for sexual purposes, sexual extortion, indecent communication with children, possession of a firearm, bestiality, and drug offenses. In one instance, a computer that featured 10 million images depicting child abuse, police found in Scotland, which will take four full-time police officers 6 months just to view and to record all the images that were found. Children that were sexually abused, and then the images were shared. It's about real victims in Scotland and in elsewhere. It's about these horrific acts that ruin people's lives, and we need to make sure that this absolutely stops. Graham called on parents who cared to also be alert and not be alarmed. Keep an eye on what their kids are doing and how they use technology so that they may be able to prevent them from being vulnerable to exploitation. The investigators' officers are still analyzing in excess of 100,000 online chat logs. Examinations of one device led officers to conclude that one adult suspect had been sexually communicating with more than 110 children and young people. This is just a small amount of what is going on in this cyber technology. All this was actually brought about through Facebook. You guys may have read the stories. This is part of a Facebook check where people have been found out that they are communicating with kids online. And as we encourage you, gentlemen, you know, we may be BLs, but we're there to love kids, not to ever hurt them. We do not approve of that. We do not support that. We always want people to know that. First and foremost, being a BL is that you love kids. You are not there to hurt children, ever. You don't appreciate that as being brought into the BL community. It is not a part of who we are. We operate absolutely legally and above board. And we need to at least present ourselves as such to the world community. For us to ever make changes, these types of things must stop. They very much must so. Moving on in news. Of course, we don't like to have all bad news. We have some bad news tonight, but not all. Some things are different, but you know, we do want to at least mention those things that are newsworthy and things that affect us. In the Chicago Tribune just this past week, Buffalo police have charged a convicted sex offender from Woodridge who allegedly took pictures of two boys who were at a business in Buffalo Grove, and the police caught him doing so. He was already out on charges from child pornography, and he was registered as a sex offender under a Class 2 felony, and he had been convicted of predatory criminal activity on a child in 1999. This guy was a customer at a business there in Chicago when he started taking photographs of two boys who were also shopping at the business with a parent. Someone else in the business saw the man taking the pictures and anonymously notified police officers, who found the gentleman and later placed him under arrest at the police station. Officers seized his technology equipment and sent it to the state attorney's criminal's cyber division, and police are at the present examining it. The charges came based upon the fact of an anonymous tip that he was taking pictures of these two boys, 15 and 13, who were unaware that the young man was photographing them. The young man remains in jail on a $100,000 bond, police records show. He's scheduled to appear in court this next month. So sad to know that even taking pictures just anonymously can put you in jail for a mighty long time. That's not good news, guys, but it is part of what's going on in the world today. It's all part of who we are. We do want to keep you up on what's going on. Moving on, this is an unusual story. I don't know who you like in the presidential race, but a very interesting happened. A California boy, he's 9 years old, has been banned from wearing the Donald Trump supporting hat that says "Make America Great Again" in his school. But the boy refuses to take the cap off, even though his officials said you can't come to school wearing this cap because they fear for his safety because of the tense talks about people around him and about the way Trump's speeches have made a lot of people upset. But Logan said, I'm still going to wear the cap, and I'm not going to take it off. So he's been banned from being able to go to his elementary school until they figure something out to do with this. Now, while I'm quite proud of the young man for standing up for his beliefs, however, you know, it is sad that in today's days and age, there are some things we can't do, even in a public school. While, you know, the kid has the right to support whoever he wants to, I can certainly understand that nobody wants to see the kid get in trouble or be bullied or to be put into a bad state simply because he thinks that Donald Trump is the right person for the presidential office. Although I sadly don't agree with him personally, that's all right. He's 9 years old, and he has a right to believe whatever he wants to believe. But hey, that's all part of what's going on in the news, and I thought you might enjoy that. Moving on, the next story happens in Alaska. An Anchorage, Alaska man said an attacker broke into his house, called himself an avenging angel, and then assaulted him with a hammer. James Vonick, 41, waived his court appearance hearing on last Thursday in what is called an unusual criminal case. The hammer attack he's charged with carrying out was against a man who was on the sex offender list. That horrible list that's published and everybody knows who you are, where you live, what you've done, and where they're watching you all the time. This leaves many, many Americans open to this sort of thing. This gentleman called himself an avenging angel going after those who hurt children. Even though he didn't know anything about what was going on in the gentleman's mind or exactly what all the situation was, he's just decided he was going to be the person to take it out on this 67-year-old man. He had to recount that he was there sitting in his living room and started hearing somebody bust in a window so he could get into him, and he started hitting the guy in the head. He's been left with numerous staples in his head, a broken thumb, multiple concussions, and a fractured skull. Isn't that awful to think that people can come after you after such things that happen in their lives? It's terrible to see things like that. This young man said, I thought I had paid for my crime. And he said, no, you didn't enough. The intruder began to hit him over the head with a hammer, thinking he was going to tuck out what was public justice on somebody who had hurt a child. Sad stuff that's going on in today's worlds, that people put us into circumstances and situations like that. I cannot stand the fact that we have what we call a registry for sex offenders that they can never get off of, that they have to be there for the rest of their lives. And things like this can happen to them, even though no matter what happened before, the man did not deserve this, to be beaten amongst his head, to be left in critical condition. What an awful thing to do, and how some people will react to others that they don't understand or even try to get to know. They just assume the absolute worst and take out actions without even thinking. They just think, well, God's made me to go after this person. I'm going to exact my revenge for what this person did, not even knowing what may have been the actual extent of this person's crimes. Because many times people are tried and convicted on very, very, very little information, and therefore they're made to look as the absolute worst person, and yet that's not absolutely the truth. Things have to be thought through. In everything we do, we should take the time to get to know the person, give them an opportunity to be who they are, and not to accept this type of justice, if you want to call it that, being given out by the public on us just because we're BLs. If we had to put the BL stamp on our backs everywhere, can you imagine how many people would hate us and actually just go after us, attempting to destroy us daily, no matter where we are? What an awful thing. Moving on, let's get to a positive news story. I'm tired of these negative ones. Let's move on to something positive. There's a hero teen lifeguard. The 17-year-old boy rescued a 9-year-old boy who was riding a dolphin, a plastic dolphin raft. You know, the raft looks like a dolphin made of plastic, and the 9-year-old boy was on top of it. Well, he was on this moment. It was an incredible moment that the 9-year-old boy was saved by a lifeguard after paddling out a little too far in the sea in his inflatable dolphin. This is young Ryan Supel was rescued and reunited with his mother on Kent Beach by lifeguard Harry Royce. Harry found the boy exhausted and unable to swim back to shore on the back of the plastic dolphin on Thursday. The 17-year-old boy, the rescuer, spotted the struggling youngster and took off on his rescue board to bring the boy back and to present him back to his family about 2 p.m. last Thursday. Harry had kept an eye on the boy as his concern grew that he would drift out too far and into the red or yellow flag zone, which is designated area beyond where swimmers were allowed. Because of the direction of the wind, the boy was not able to bring himself back, and therefore the young man, the 17-year-old, had to paddle out to rescue him. What a great story, a 17-year-old boy working as a lifeguard, saving the life of this young man. That particular weekend, surprisingly so, there were so many rescues because of the wind blowing people out. It was great to know that. But I like to hear some good news. I hope you do as well. We try to have all sorts of news on Weird Weekly News. Moving on, some other good news. This actually happened in the deserts of Arizona. Sacramento, I should say. A Sacramento boy becomes an everyday hero through Make-A-Wish. The Make-A-Wish Foundation is wonderful. If you ever want to support a foundation, that's one to support. 6-year-old Ethan Dean got to live his dream of becoming a garbage man on Tuesday afternoon in Sacramento, California, thanks to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Ethan, who was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis at 8 weeks of age, his treatment has become now part of his everyday routine. With an uncertain future, his parents want him to have as many happy memories as possible. Cystic fibrosis is a genetic disease that causes thick muscles in the lungs to actually be destroyed. It's incurable, but there are treatments to prolong life, but it's hard on the child. And it was so wonderful that the 6-year-old has a garbage truck's bedspread and pillow, and has garbage truck toys. He's had a garbage truck birthday party. On Tuesday, the Make-A-Wish Foundation teamed up with Randall Communications and Waste Management to surprise Ethan at his elementary school with Ethan's garbage truck. As Ethan ran towards the truck, bursting through a banner, Ethan's parents said that they had to fight back tears. With hundreds cheering him, in the streets of downtown Sacramento, Ethan and the driver set off to 5 locations, stopping periodically for garbage and recyclables before ending up at the Capitol building. The world sometimes is kind of tough and rough, and you're reminded of just how beautiful the world can be and how good can be. The Sacramento Bee reported on this. the mayor-elect, Daryl Steinberg, telling Ethan during the ceremony at the Capitol building, at the end of his route, thank you for making us feel good. So good, little guy. What a respectable thing for all these groups to come together to provide a little child something that they can be happy of, since his life is in limbo. The child may not make it very long. It's very wonderful to hear stories like this, which present us with that other side, going from the hatred of this guy getting beat up and then hurt by a hammer, or going from this story about how people are being put in jail for years and years over things that people don't understand. It's great to hear things like this and show that the heart and soul of this nation is not gone entirely dark. I like that one. I enjoy that story, and I hope you did as well. Moving on, in Kennewick, which I believe is in North Island. Anyway, a Kennewick middle school teacher had received lascivious messages. Lascivious. Well, that was pretty bad, guys. And videos from a student. And basically, it was really bothering her, the messages that she was receiving. She was receiving these messages from a 14-year-old boy who was taken in custody and now has to serve 10 days in juvenile detention. The boy previously pled guilty in juvenile court for dealing depictions of minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct and cyber stalking. This young man loved this teacher and therefore was sending her pictures of himself in various poses that are not allowed legally. They cannot do this. 14-year-old boy, but he was so entrenched with this teacher, he had to do this, and this is what he did. What an awful thing to do, and to put him in this particular thing where now he's having to go through something that I found to be kind of unusual. He has to go what they call sex offender therapy for soliciting the teacher. And afterwards, think about this, he's going to have to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. That's just insane to me. I don't understand this. I don't understand how we've allowed the world to deteriorate to such a thing. The young man should not have done that. He should not have been sending pictures of himself. He shouldn't have done this with a teacher. But my God, you know, teach the boy wrong, but don't go out and destroy his life. He made a mistake. A mistake. As children, how many of us have made mistakes and deserve to be given a second chance? And now, right before the editorial, I did see something that actually brought a tear to my eyes, and I think you'll probably find this humorous. It's a story about the fact that, guys, we only have two more seasons of Game of Thrones. Can you believe it? Only two more sendings of violence, of dragons, of men standing up to horses, people getting eaten by dogs, explosions, all the things that make Game of Thrones such a very special series, one of the most highly liked series on HBO, coming on Sunday nights. We've begun to see so many of the different characters. One thing about the show, they're not afraid to kill characters, no matter how popular they may be. They can always let them pass. Just an interesting show, lots of things that go on, some cute boys from time to time. Not enough, but that's all right. I still enjoy the story. I know many of you do as well, but there'll only be two more seasons. I wonder who's going to be standing at the end. I have my theories, and you may have yours as well. I kind of think that the Queen of Dragons is going to be right there, but you can't ever tell. Not on this show. It changes from week to week, but that's part of Weird Weekly News. We appreciate you guys. And now for my editorial. You know, over the last few days, I've got several friends that we talk quite frequently, and one of the things we've been talking about is past. You know, we all have a past, and many times that past is cluttered with bad things, things we regret we've done, or things we may have wished we'd have done quite differently. Your past can clutter up your life. It can hurt you. It can make it difficult to make it through the days now because of what you did in the past. There has to come a time when we can change those things and make it a bit different. So let me share a quick story with you, and I'll end up the news show today. I remember a story about a guy that offered a gentleman a ride home because the gentleman's truck wasn't working. And so a week went by, and every day he would give the guy a ride home from work. Well, when he came to drive the guy home, the guy got out of the truck, thanked him, and went to the tree in his front yard and did something like putting something on the tree every day before he went into the house. So finally, the guy's curiosity got the best of him, and that Friday, he said, "John, can you please explain something to me?" He said, "Sure, what is it?" He said, "Every day when you get out of the truck, you seem like you take something and you put it in a tree before you go in. I'm just trying to understand, what is it you're doing?" And he finally turned to the guy and he said, "Well, let me explain it." He said, "Before I go in the house every day, I take off all those things that happened that day to me, whether at work, whether I'm angry, all the stuff that just weighs me down, and I put it in that tree." He said, "When I come out in the morning, there's a lot less stuff up there than there was when I left." If we could find a way to take those things that weigh us down, that make it hard for us to make it day after day, and just put them in a tree and leave them in the tree, not go back after them, leave them there. Let us keep walking ahead with our heads high. Believe in yourselves. Just because you're a BL does not mean you should not believe in yourself. Others believe in you, and so do I. Gentlemen, have a great week. I hope you've enjoyed the Weird Weekly News. This has been sponsored again by the World, listen to me, the Boy Love News Channel and ATN. Thank you again for joining us. Have a great week and look forward to next week's show. Thanks again. Goodbye.